I'm Mark Bayshore. For just over a week, our next guest has served as the new U.S. Congressman representing Lansing and East Lansing and the rest of the 8th Congressional District. Mike Bishop is seated at the Capitol amid a wave of confidence for Republicans in Washington. For the first time since 2007, the GOP enjoys a majority in the Senate as well as in the House. That's obviously changing the political dynamic in the nation's capital. To get a handle on these first few days and on what lay ahead, current state welcomes back. Well, I can't say welcomes back Congressman Mike Bishop, can I? Because you weren't a congressman yet when you were on last time. We welcome for the first time Congressman Mike Bishop. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. You're experiencing a lot here for the first time. Talk to us here about the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's I've heard it said, and I would agree with it wholeheartedly. I didn't really understand it before, but trying to take a sip out of a fire hose is not easy to do. And we've had an immersion here. It's the past 2 weeks have hit the ground running, and lots of excitement to start some long-term forward progress.
Let's talk legislation. The Keystone XL pipeline measure has enough supporters of both parties to send it to the White House soon. You voted for it last Friday. Why do you think President Obama should sign Keystone XL into law?
Well, for years we have been trying to figure out how to get this country energy independent and at the same time create jobs and really tweak this economy in a way that I think will make a substantial difference from where we are today. I cannot see a downside right now to the Keystone Pipeline, not to mention the fact the vast majority of Michiganers and Americans believe that this is the right decision to make. And those aren't Republicans or Democrats necessarily. They're just ordinary Americans who believe in common sense legislation.
And to critics like Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, who say tar sands oil is going backwards, not forward, you say what?
Well, what world does he live in? We've said that for years that we wanted to get away from petroleum and from these fuels. But the reality is we just haven't gotten to that point yet. And until we do, we're going to have to live with what we have. And our country, this issue goes well beyond just our borders of our country. We're talking about national security issues now, where our country absolutely has got to learn to fend for itself and not rely on other countries. We live in a very, very volatile world, and for us to just close our eyes and expect that someday this is going to go away is irresponsible leadership. And anybody who says that we can just sit back and wait for these new fuels and new forms of energy, they're putting us in harm's way, and I just cannot sit back and allow that to happen as far as I'm concerned.
Congressman Mike Bishop is our guest here on Current State on WKAR. President Obama's move to issue an executive order on immigration was unpopular with a lot of people. Some in your party say it was unconstitutional. What did you make of it?
Well, I would say it's a clear violation of the Constitution. We have the Constitution is very clear in terms of what our roles are in government. It tells specifically what the Congress is responsible for and tells what the executive branch is responsible for, as well as the judiciary. And I don't think there are many scholars out there that would disagree that this president has slowly but surely taken his power as an executive one step past and then two steps past and has gone well past now where he is authorized to be. And that's dangerous. We in this country do not believe in that kind of leadership. We would have a king if that were, in fact, legal. And therefore, you're going to find folks on both sides of the aisle who disagree with the president when he decides to go down a path that is inconsistent with the Constitution and really is disrespectful of the founding principles of our country.
The budget for the Department of Homeland Security expires at the end of the month. The House is expected to vote this week on a measure to fully fund it, but it will likely include an amendment that would defund President Obama's immigration order. Do you expect to vote for that measure?
Indeed, that's well on its way, and an issue that the conference itself, the Republican conference, has talked about, and we're prepared to support that issue and take back what I would like to see out of all of this, and not just the politics of what's going on here, but I would like to go back to the Constitution and assume our responsibility as Congress to come up with comprehensive policy with regard to immigration, and not do this in a piecemeal fashion where we just punt to the executive branch to resolve issues as big as immigration. It's a major issue, and it affects all of us in many different ways.
Now, if the president were to veto that, or if the Senate failed to pass it, let's say, Mike Bishop, would you support a clean DHS funding bill that didn't contain the immigration defunding?
I think you have to wait to see what's presented. I do believe that the measure will pass. I don't know whether the president will veto the measure, but if in fact he does, I think we're very close to a veto override. Again, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. There are plenty of Democrats out there who believe strongly in forward progress on this. So I am going to wait and see where we are, but I believe that this is an issue that the American people have sent us here to represent them on, and believe strongly in a comprehensive plan that it really comes from Congress the way it's supposed to, and not just an executive action.
The president justifies the immigration order in part because he says Congress, and specifically the House, couldn't get it done, couldn't pass an immigration bill. He has a point, doesn't he?
I don't want to absolve anybody of responsibility here. I think the Congress has really abdicated its responsibility. And again, I keep on saying this, but I'm new to this process, and I'm seeing firsthand what's going on. I don't view this as a Republican-Democrat issue. I do know that there were 300-plus, almost 400 bills that were passed over in a bipartisan way from the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, to the Senate that sat there remarkably for years, and Harry Reid and his team never took it up. And to me, that is just a material abdication of responsibility. And as a result, the president didn't get a lot of legislation on his desk. He only vetoed two bills since 2009, and that's one of the lowest amounts in the history of our country, and it's because he didn't get anything on his desk. I'm hoping that this new Republican majority in the Senate shows some leadership and steps up and moves things to the president's desk, and we move things along.
I take it House Republicans may also add an amendment to the Homeland Security funding measure that would also reverse the president's action on childhood arrivals from 2012, the DACA order. Do you support that amendment?
I will support that amendment.
Why?
I am frustrated with the direction of our immigration. I am frustrated with the idea that we are a nation of laws, yet we have ignored laws, and we have a president who refuses to enforce the laws. And I believe it's high time in this country that we get back to a policy of immigration policy that's comprehensive, predictable, and applied as passed. And I just don't see that's happened. We have a piecemeal approach, and if we don't take a very firm stand right now, it'll continue to create problems. We have children whose lives hang in the balance because of all of this, and instead of applying rules in a half-hearted way in which no one can really understand, we really need to have a comprehensive plan so people know, and children know, and families know what the rules are before they start coming to the United States.
We have we have less than 30 seconds, Mike Bishop. You were faced with an interesting decision right out of the chute, and that was whether to support John Boehner as Speaker. You did cast your vote for Speaker Boehner. How are you defending your vote to those fellow Republicans who felt otherwise?
Well, there was no opposition, organized opposition at all. I'm coming new to this process. I have no interest in sideshows. I frankly don't think that leadership is in terms of the elected leadership, it's going to make a big difference on our direction. Our conference knows where it's going. It's committed. I believe it's positive energy. We have a new American majority that really I'm so impressed with. They are geared up and ready to go to work, and that's what I'm focused on.
All right.
Is getting that done.
All right. Congressman Mike Bishop on the line with us from Washington, D.C. Good luck, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.